Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
I'm really, really scared, but I'm going to work anyways.
She's among the nervous in Paris, trying to go about their normal routines 3 days after the terror attacks that left 129 dead. Fox's Simon Owen is live in Paris.
Dave, here in one of the neighborhoods targeted, thousands of people just observing a minute's silence at the city's Republic Plaza, pausing, holding hands, and then singing the French national anthem. Silence also observed in Parliament and at schools. French officials say 168 locations across France were raided by police overnight, and 104 people have been placed under house arrest, but a manhunt continuing for a Belgian man believed to have been directly involved in the attacks. It's emerged he was stopped by police early Saturday, but they let him go, Dave.
Now, Simon, a French official has named a Belgian man the mastermind behind the Paris attacks, Abdelhamine Abu Ad, who has said to have been planned. Also, the terror attack on a French train foiled by Americans hailed as heroes. And also, Belgium, a lawyer there, says that 5 of 7 people who were detained have been released. That includes a brother of one of the suicide attackers. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the UK's foiled 7 attacks the past 6 months. He and President Obama will meet with the leaders of Italy and Germany this hour at the G20 summit in Turkey to discuss ISIS. One of the dead attackers had a Syrian passport. That's leading to worry about letting refugees come to America. Fox's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The U.S. is still planning to welcome about 10,000 refugees from war-torn Syria over the next year.
We have very robust vetting procedures for those refugees.
Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the process involves intelligence agencies and extensive interviews, but New York Congressman Republican Pete King says the program should be put on hold.
Because right now there is no responsible way to do the vetting, and that's the reality.
And the governors of Michigan and Alabama are also demanding refugees not be resettled in their states. Dave.
This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Where do more than 2 million people go each day to do their best work? They go to Regus. Regus has beautifully designed, tech-powered offices and co-working spaces with full admin support. Let Regus manage the details for you so you can focus on your business. Call Regus at 1-800-OFFICES to get up and running fast, without the hassle. Join the 2 million people who have found a better way to work. And right now, get a free office or meeting room for a day when you call 1-800-OFFICES. Regus, here to help you grow.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications. Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Got a lot of land to work? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get an M6 tractor with your choice of 4 models, all with Kubota clean diesel engines, IntelliShift transmissions, and more. Now, get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new M6 tractor. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you. This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Dunkin' Dining Center for the 32nd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 Thanksgiving meals locally. Donations of food are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special for your neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
WTAW News Time is 7:05, 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by StarTex Propane, now serving Bryan College Station. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A pedestrian crossing Highway 21 was struck and killed last night. Police have not released the identity of the man who was in the roadway near the Brazos County AgriLife Extension office around 9 p.m., Investigators say he was struck by one vehicle, then run over by a second. Alcohol is not believed to be a factor, and the drivers are cooperating with the investigation. Bryan police are looking for the same group of suspects involved in 5 robberies on Saturday night and a 6th from the night before. No one was injured, as up to 3 men are accused of the holdups between 9:40 and 11:30 Saturday night at 2 mobile home parks and 3 other locations around the city, and 1 around 3 a.m. Saturday at the Holiday Plaza Motel on South Texas. More information is online at WTAW.com. Bryan firefighters were called out to 4 fires over the weekend.
Deputy Fire Marshal Gerald Burnett reported Saturday morning shortly before 5, a mobile home fire resulted in burns to 1 occupant and the deaths of 4 dogs. The fire in the Bel Air Mobile Home Park on Leonard Road was due to the man dozing off while smoking. The mobile home was destroyed. The man was rescued from the bedroom by his fiancée, who pulled him out of a window. Then just before 1 Saturday afternoon, Burnett said employees of Mid-South Banking in the Bryan Business Park off Harvey Mitchell Parkway spotted and put out a fire in an oven. Firefighters took care of the rest of the fire that had spread into ductwork. Sunday morning, just before 4 a.m., Burnett said fire destroyed 1 bar and damaged a neighboring bar at Highway 21 and MLK. Arson investigations are underway at the White House, which was declared a total loss, and the Green Hornet, where there was some damage. Burnett says no firefighters were injured in any of the calls. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The filing period is underway for next year's elections. Among the latest to announce is College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who will run for the Brazos County Commission seat currently held by Kenny Mallard. Also announcing is Brazos County Tax Assessor-Collector Christy Rowe. She's seeking her 3rd full term. The filing deadline is December 14th. More than half the Bluebell employees furloughed earlier this year will be back at work by mid-December. That's when the company extends its distribution area following plant closures earlier this year due to listeria contamination. Spokesman Joe Robertson says 70 have returned to the home base in Brenham as work continues to prepare the home plant for test production.
We're making real good progress, but we can't confirm a date for that.
December 14th is the start of Bluebell returning products to store shelves to most of the remainder of Texas.
San Antonio, Corpus, the Valley, West Texas, East Texas, our Lufkin, and also Beaumont area.
Robertson says there is no timetable for returning more than the 5 flavors of Bluebell that it's currently offering. Twin brothers arrested by Bryan police in February for having a large quantity of illegal drugs and more than $9,000 in cash are back in jail. 22-year-old Deshaun and Sean Butler, who moved from a house on Brookside to Venice Street in the Siena subdivision off Old Reliance Road, are both being held on bonds of $250,000. The brothers were arrested last Friday, 2 days after officers pulled out of the Butler streetside trash container trace amounts of ecstasy and marijuana stems. And according to their arrest reports, both have admitted to selling and distributing illegal drugs. Investigators believe the ecstasy was sold and consumed at rave parties where the brothers work as DJs known as Foreign Twins. WTAW News Time is 7:09, 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by StarTex Propane. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Star Tex Propane, a family business since 1975, has been serving Central Texas for over 30 years, and now serving Bryan College Station. Star Tex Propane offers all kinds of services, from residential to commercial installation, hookups and appliance conversions, and Star Tex Propane even leases and sells all sizes of tanks. Star Tex will also meet or beat on propane prices. Visit StarTexPropane.com or call Star Tex Propane today and mention WTAW for a discount. 1-800-792-3487.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If someone depends on you financially, chances are you need life insurance. Life insurance provides cash to your family to help meet many important financial needs like funeral expenses, mortgage payments, and college tuition. A top myth about life insurance is that it's not affordable. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let me show you how affordable a life insurance plan through W.E. Gibson Insurance can be.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Normandy Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normandytractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Quality and yield. That's what top producing Texas growers are getting with FiberMax cottonseed. Mark Howard from Dalhart.
FiberMax has given us opportunity to use these new varieties that we can grow and push those cotton yields way up there and still maintain quality. That's a dream come true.
Michael Sinach from Spring Lake.
I planted FiberMax. When you feel bulls hitting you in the shin when you're walking down the road, you know it's going to be good.
FiberMax for quality and yield. Watch the stories behind the bales at FiberMax-HighYielders.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. They're at 202 Holloman Drive East, or you can click on actionsportstx.com.
Clouds, they'll be with us throughout the day. Some showers and even some thunderstorms will be popping up as the day goes on, high 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight. A few of the thunderstorms could be heavy, lows overnight 60 to 65. Showers and storms end tomorrow to become partly sunny, highs near 65. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunshine in the forecast for Wednesday with highs around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with all the playoffs being set for several Brazos Valley teams that have advanced past the bi-district level. A&M football gets a win, but it took them a little while to get rolling. Plus the NFL and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
There you are. So now that Halloween is past and stores are decking the halls and doing all the tinsel thing. Oh, wait, stop. You got the button pictures, didn't you?
I did.
No, not you. I'm talking Kevin. Kevin, did you get the button pictures?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay.
Both of them.
It wasn't as impressive as I made it sound.
It's okay.
My memory failed me.
Nonetheless, when you're little, everything seems big,
right? Well, it was bigger. I was told that it may have been given to my grandmother, who has the button collection to end all button collections.
Because, after all, buttons are good forever.
Mm-hmm.
You want to button it? Yeah.
Termites can't get into them unless they're right.
Killing me.
First hour we were discussing buttons because it's button day.
Oh, for God's
By the way, so
don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Mr. Anti-Button.
I know.
Here.
What can I say? No, here's the deal. I mean, because there are so many important things to celebrate today. We would be remiss if we didn't run the list again. Okay, in addition to it being National Button Day.
Got it.
Got that one?
Yes!
It's also International Day for Tolerance. So, obviously...
Be tolerant,
that's
Kevin.
That's right. Obviously, you're not celebrating that. Okay. It's also National Fast Food Day. So today is your... And, you know, how many of you are starting your day with something that's sticky and gooey and probably going to be stuck on your steering wheel, or you have to lick your fingers or wipe them on the seat? Then just remember, you're off to a good start for National Fast Food Day. Oh, you know you've done it. Stop it.
No.
I'm just saying. While we are talking about all that stuff, though, that's going on, recent survey shows that it bothers a whole lot of people that they start putting this stuff out so early. You know, the Christmassy things. And they are. They're full bore, without a doubt.
I do want to defend home stores or retail, certain retail stores. Mm-hmm. Hobby Lobby comes to mind. My wife works at a high-end retail store.
Mm-hmm.
They have to put it out much, much earlier because you have to buy it to put it into your house at the appropriate time.
Sure. And make it.
Or make it, right.
Or that's, make it,
yeah,
sure.
Craft.
Yes, crafty.
Absolutely right. 78% of U.S. Americans that were surveyed by a web and mobile app automation company says they don't want to hear Christmas music until after Thanksgiving.
Definitely agree with that.
Yes.
You see, and I heard it, I don't know, probably 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
I mean, they kind of disguise it. It's not like they're rolling Bing Crosby out or anything.
The biggest shoppatorium already has Christmas stuff up the day after Halloween.
Yeah. Another 75% believe Christmas decorations should also not be put up until after Thanksgiving. But your comment about the big shoppatorium having it for Halloween is if you want the good stuff, then you go in and you shop early.
Well, and there's a difference between decorations for sale and decorations for decorations.
Right. Because after all, you think about deciding to go in like on December 9th and find some Christmas stuff in the Big Blue Monster and for decorations, you're going to be sadly disappointed or have to get very creative, one of the two. And definitely, they want e-tailers to have their little digits in a row for Cyber Monday. 75% of the people they surveyed say that stores should concentrate on providing a specific Cyber Monday website or a dependable app that can handle the massive sales that take place on the mega shopping day. Now, you see, and in that, again, I'm an old guy, and I don't know how big my phone screen is. It's, you know, I'd see a lot of people have them bigger than that. But, I mean, do you really want to shop on your mobile device?
No.
I mean, that's tough. I mean, because your fingers are going to hit the wrong numbers. Something's going to go wrong there. You're going to get annoyed. Just go there. No, don't go there. You don't actually want to go shop with humans, I know. Just go and sit down at your computer.
I mean, unless there's a little pop-up of a kid screaming, you don't get the real experience.
That's right, yeah. Or somebody spilling something on you, or you get to hear their kid get yelled at. That's always fun. Hey.
I have it on good authority that the Festivus Bowl is already up at the Dirty Shop.
You know, I'm going to have to look and see that what the Festivus poll prices are this year. Tinsel is distracting. Friday the 13th was a lucky thing for somebody in Ohio. One winner in the $200 million Mega Millions. That means your cash value is about $121 million. Last year, a Michigan player won a jackpot on Friday the 13th. One of four other Friday the 13th jackpot wins in Mega Millions history. Another ticket was sold in Ohio. All right, now what are the chances here? The big one goes, all right, for the $200 million in Ohio. In the same state, another $1 million winner, which means that they matched, I think it says here, five balls instead of like the Powerball to go along with it. So what are the odds the two of the biggest prizes are in the same state?
Not a clue.
I think it's pretty big. Just not exactly sure. But
or is that one of those, it's 1 in 50 because that's how many play?
Yeah, I'm not sure. A recent survey by Design and Strategy Agency has polled 1,100 people from all age groups in the countries of China, Denmark, and Germany, and U.S. America. And what they were doing is they were asking, are we facing the end of car culture in the coming decades? 37% of the car-owning individuals don't think their car is essential. 37%. You know, where you live has got a ton to do with that.
Sure.
And there's a bunch of them there.
Sure. 29% don't expect to own a car beyond the next 10 years. 29% don't. Talk to somebody in West Texas, I don't believe they'd be thinking that way.
Uh-huh.
Most intriguing are the responses to the question, if forced to choose between, which would you give up? The answer, 30% would abandon their smartphones, 70% would ditch their automobile.
Wow.
Now, and what we're experiencing now, and, you know, my kids are long gone out of the house, but how many kids find it important to have a driver license now? Because obviously when I was growing up, that was really, really, really important. Because That's your freedom.
Yep.
That is your independence. And now, not so much. And
I can Uber.
Well, the idea, though, is it would be interesting to have that conversation with a lot of 15 and 16-year-olds to see how they feel about that. Because at some point, you have to be dependent on somebody else to get you there. And does that stick in your craw? Do you really want to still be the one who's got that vehicle to go? And obviously, there are a lot of people who don't in the younger years. And these folks, again, 70% say they would ditch their automobiles if given the choice of what do you do without. The research suggests that the joys of multitasking may be leading to many using public transport, transit, or ride-sharing options that don't require you to actually pay attention behind the wheel. Sadly, we have young people who are driving who don't pay attention.
Yes.
Well, but that's
yes.
a whole other discussion. 56% of the people in the survey sampled feel that productivity is increased when they are in a transit situation where they can be sending emails, for example, or tweeting or texting or whatever they want to because somebody else is driving. And that's what's most important, right? Being able to show people what you ate for breakfast.
Yes, exactly.
All right, you guys, Top Gear guys? I know, Kevin,
yes.
You probably are,
mm-hmm.
right? So the guy that Top Gear star Jeremy Clarkson punched out, which, of course, cost Jeremy his gig, now suing Jeremy and the BBC.
Of course he is.
For racial discrimination.
Of course he is.
Follow the money. Oisin Timon's lawyers claims that he was subject to unprovoked physical and verbal attacks last March after Jeremy was told that there was no hot food available at the end of the day's shoot on the location. Jeremy and his co-hosts, Richard and James, left the show. They are now in a new show picked up by Amazon.com, which starts next year. But
yes.
Again, apparently there's plenty of money out there, so this guy's going after him. See how all that
Oh, yeah, that's down. That literally, that show was syndicated in, I want to say, almost 20 countries.
Really?
Yeah, so they were making stupid amounts of money.
Well, anyway, it looks like they'll get to do that again. Elijah and Air, bad press for them. Teamsters Union has been fighting with them since last year, accusing them of cutting corners on safety. Now one of their pilots is suing after he evacuated a plane when the engine started to smoke at the terminal, and the airline fired him. Pilot claimed that they are putting money ahead of passenger safety. Uh-oh, that's not good. He felt that he followed protocol by having the passengers disembark via the inflatable chute. The airline, for their part, says, nope, wasn't necessary. Passengers got hurt because of what you did. So they're going to be in a legal battle for a little while. So,
Err on the side of caution on that one.
I think so. 722. All right. All you can eat means all you can eat.
Correct.
Well, Natasha West, she's 27, didn't believe it. She didn't see it that way. Pretty much went ballistic all over a waitress explaining that she wanted to share her $4 all-you-can-eat pancakes with her friends at Denny's.
Come on, all-you-can-eat.
That's it. Natasha cursed, threw punches at the waitress, but thankfully missed. We're doing an air swing on a $4 all-you-can-eat pancake deal? She and her friends left without paying. And she kicked the door as she left. She was arrested for assault and property damage after employees described her car and police pulled her over. That's when we need videos.
And it was where again?
This was in Oak Lawn, Illinois.
What eatatorium?
This was at Denny's.
At a Denny's.
Obviously, the Waffle House was full.
Are you or a someone you love suffering from sandwich envy? Do you look longingly at other Subway sandwiches and wish they were your own? Not surprisingly, this is a common side effect of the Subway Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt. With tender, all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, Monterey cheddar, and cool, creamy ranch on freshly baked bread. Fortunately, there is an effective cure for sandwich envy. Get to Subway and grab your own Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt today. It's that simple. Subway. Eat fresh. Warning, while eating Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt, those around you may begin to suffer from their own sandwich envy.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-to-8, same great rate. At Superior, we're proud to announce that we're the Brazos Valley's newest train dealer. And to kick things off, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years with approved credit. That's no interest for 6 years on select train comfort systems. It's hard to stop a train, so if your furnace or air conditioner needs to be replaced, call Superior, your new train dealer, or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're coming up on 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Looks like I have 77 or so for a high temperature today. Chances of rain will increase as we move on through the day. We'll get to 60%. And tonight, before it's over 80%, kind of breezy, the winds will be up, probably blowing at about 15 to 20 miles an hour, maybe gust to 25. Tomorrow, definitely plan on rain, high temperature of 67. Chances of rain will diminish as we move on through the day. And tomorrow night, kind of cool, 47 or so will be our low. And for the balance of the week, looks like high temperatures will be in the lower 70s and low temperatures will be in the upper 40s. There's really not any rain around here. The rain is up to the northeast of us around the Crockett area, at least for now. But, again, shall be marching into our world a little bit later on today and certainly tonight. Currently, kind of a fog mist, a low cloud deck there, and we're looking at 65 degrees.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained new you dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained new you dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained new you dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This is so heartbreaking, my friends. AP reporting that until recently, Portland, Oregon was a magnet for creative young hipsters because of its liberal appeal and quality of life. But now life is becoming tougher. The city has become such a cool place to live that many young creative liberals can't afford it. Hardest hit are the artiste types and the part-time workers. You see, rental prices are skyrocketing, and these kids are being evicted from apartments in droves. It's even worse trying to purchase a home. So a lot of the hipsters are self-deporting from Portland. Even worse for young creative liberals, this problem's not exclusive to Portland. Experts say there's a shortage of cities. College graduates under 40 are flooding places like Seattle, San Francisco, and New York in search of good-paying jobs. But the rental markets are tight, and prices are high. Even in less desirable neighborhoods, rent has doubled or tripled over the last few years, and new housing construction never returned after the recession. Experts also say that even increasing a minimum wage to $15 an hour will not help. If lower-paid workers had more money, it would just increase the bidding wars on rental properties. I have an idea. Why don't you young, poor, hip, creative liberals do what earlier generations of young, poor, hip, creative liberals did, and that's go organic. Move out to the farmland. Move to the country. Start some communes. Go be at one with nature or something out there. Have some kale.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machine. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1515. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1515. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1515.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who is term limited from seeking that post next year, has announced running for the Brazos County Commission. Berry, who was appointed last week to serve a two-year term on the Blinn College Board of Trustees, is seeking the commission post now held by Kenny Mallard. Another incumbent Brazos County official has announced they are seeking re-election. Tax assessor-collector Christy Rowe, who was appointed in 2007, is running for a third full term. The filing period, which began Saturday, continues through December 14th. Bryan police are investigating an accident that led to the death of a pedestrian last night around 9. Officers said a vehicle on Highway 21 West near the Brazos County AgriLife Extension office struck a male pedestrian who was run over by a second vehicle. Both drivers are cooperating with the investigation, and alcohol is not believed to be a factor. The identity of the pedestrian is being withheld until next of kin can be notified. Two of four fires investigated by Bryan Police this weekend are possible arsons.
Deputy Fire Marshal Gerald Burnett says fires were believed to have been set at neighboring bars at Highway 21 and MLK. Firefighters were initially sent to the White House, where the building's a total loss. While at the White House, Burnett said firefighters saw the door was open next door at the Green Hornet. That's when they discovered the other fire, which was put out before that building was destroyed. On Saturday morning, just before 5, firefighters went to the Bel Air Mobile Home Park on Leonard Road. Burnett says a man who was smoking in his bedroom dozed off. When the man woke up, he discovered his mattress was on fire and he could not get out of the bedroom. His fiancée, who was in the shower, was not able to get in the bedroom. Burnett says she went outside and pulled him out of a window. The man was treated at a local hospital and released. Four dogs died and the mobile home was destroyed. And Saturday afternoon, just before 1, Burnett said employees discovered a fire at Mid-South Baking in the Bryan Business Park off Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The employees used extinguishers to put out the fire in a convection oven, producing English muffins. Firefighters took care of the fire that spread into ductwork. Burnett says no firefighters were injured. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
At least three men are accused of 6 weekend robberies in Bryan. Police responded to the first of 5 armed robberies Saturday at 3 a.m. at the Holiday Plaza Motel on South Texas. The remaining 5 holdups, 4 of them involving guns, were Saturday night between 9:40 and 11:30. A total of 10 victims were not injured from 2 robberies at mobile home parks on Leonard and Fenfeather Roads, on Biddle Lane, on East Villa Maria, and on Esther Street. While those responsible have not been found, police reported recovering vehicles and other evidence. Suspect descriptions and additional information is online at WTAW.com. Last Friday's announcement by Bluebell of bringing back more furloughed employees only applies to distribution centers. Spokesman Joe Robertson says there's still no date for opening the Brenham plant for test production or adding more ice cream flavors.
We've got the five flavors out now, and they're working real hard on getting our geographical territory, and then we'll get new flavors out just as soon as we can.
Robertson says 215 more employees will return to work December 14th.
Phase three employees are based out of our distribution centers, and they're responsible for getting the products to the store locations, store shelves. So most of those are driver salesmen, route merchandisers, some shipping and administrative people.
The start of the third of five phases of Bluebell's comeback from Listeria contamination means the return of 915 of 1,400 furloughed employees, including 70 in Brenham. 27 of 50 distribution centers will be back in operation. There are no plans at this time to reopen 12 more centers that were closed. Twin brothers from Bryan, who work around the country as the party DJ team called Foreign Twins, are back in jail on drug charges. 22-year-olds Sean and Deshaun Butler are being held on bonds of $250,000 each. That's after Bryan police took trash bags set outside the Butler's home for pickup and discovered trace amounts of ecstasy and marijuana stems. Undercover officers were outside the home on Venice near Old Reliance Road last Wednesday. That follows two visits to their home on Brookside earlier this year, when police seized ecstasy, cocaine, prescription drugs, mushrooms, and more than $9,000 cash. According to their arrest reports, the brothers told police they sold and distributed drugs. Investigators at the local, state, and national level believe the activity included when they hosted rave parties. Brenham police has announced a third arrest in last year's fatal shooting of a Blinn College student. A 16-year-old becomes the second juvenile, along with an 18-year-old, who are charged with capital murder in the slaying of Trey Allen Kurtz of Houston. Authorities have not released a motive. An investigation into a suicide at a Waco jail has resulted in the arrest of three correctional officers for allegedly changing documents to make it appear they conducted headcounts. The Waco Tribune Herald reports that 25-year-old Michael Angelo Martinez was found unresponsive in his single-person cell the morning of November 1st. According to affidavits, surveillance video shows the suspects did not conduct mandatory checks on inmates. Officials are investigating Martinez's death as a suicide by asphyxia. McLennan County received a notice of noncompliance from the state jail commission because inmates known to be mentally ill or suicidal weren't visited every 30 minutes. It was unclear if the notice was related to Martinez's death. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Fingers crossed we're into a cooler weather pattern. How'd your air conditioner do for you this summer? Work out okay? Did you have a breakdown? Well, you know, that's the worst thing that can happen is when your climate control system's not doing what you want. Barker's Heating and Cooling, here to help you out. You can sign up for Barker's SAM agreement. This is a fall checkup. It's just $159. Now, this gets you two checkups a year, fall and summer. You get a 50% discount on any parts that have to be replaced on there. Also, there's no charge for overtime when you're dealing with Barker's Heating and Cooling. And important, priority scheduling. You bet it is, because when the unit goes out, it does make a difference real quickly here. So give them a call, 314-0618, and let Barker's Heating and Cooling put your mind at ease as you get on to the next scheduled situation where your air conditioning or heater not doing what it should. Let them check it out now while you're not having a problem. Weekend appointments are available, too, so you don't have to take time off of work. And their appointments between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., no overtime at all. Here's how you can do it. You can sign up for an appointment right there online. It's easy as can be. It's Barker's Services, plural, barkerservices.com, and hit the button that says Service and Request up in the upper right-hand corner. You'll be good to go.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealEstate.com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to ZARealEstate.com.
Step back in time as you view an award-winning display of operational military vehicles and artillery at the Tires, Tracks, and Tents Rally Saturday, November 21st. See World War II cars, tanks, and half-tracks, Vietnam PBR, Cobra helicopters, and more. Explore narrated World War II living history camps, historic small arms weapons displays, and Huey helicopter rides for an additional cost. Gates open at 10. It's the Tires, Tracks, and Tents Rally Saturday, November 21st at the Museum of the American GI, just south of town off of Highway 6. Click AmericanGIMuseum.org for more info.
Good morning, about 20 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
A developing storm system in the central part of the country will help draw moisture northward. We'll have clouds today. Some showers and thunderstorms will pop up as the day goes on, 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tonight, 60 to 65. A few of those storms may be strong. Showers and thunderstorms end tomorrow. Turns partly cloudy. It's cooler, 65. We'll have sunshine throughout the day on Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday are going to be up close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with the playoffs being set forward through high school and now by district on forward because several teams advanced. A&M football gets a win over the weekend. Plus, there was soccer in action, volleyball, basketball. I could keep going. And the NFL. We'll have all of that coming up in about 9 minutes.
There you go. Turkey facts in just a minute. In the meantime, what do these areas have in common? The state of New York, the state of New Hampshire, state of Minnesota, state of Louisiana, and American Samoa.
They're all bursting their buttons.
Yeah,
with pride.
Because it's button day. No. Starting in 2016, a driver license from those states will no longer be considered sufficient to clear airport security or board an airplane.
What?
Yep. Again, New York, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Louisiana, and American Samoa. The licenses from those places don't have enough security features in the cards themselves, or enough verification of identity and immigration status in the application process. So, got to have a passport, I guess, if you're from those places and you want to board an airplane.
I would wonder if concealed carry would be different, because the background check is different on those.
Well, I don't know.
So if that would work as opposed to your driver's license if you're from American Samoa or whatever.
Yeah, just, well, I know, but I'm talking New York and New Hampshire, too, you know? That's, I don't know, not sure how that goes. More people are expected to fly somewhere during Turkey Day this year. Survey last week reported 25 million people will get on board an airplane to grandma's house or wherever. The most crowded that the skies have been since the recession hit 8 years ago. More people are flying because the fares have gone down a little bit this year. Even so, it's still cheaper for airlines because fuel prices have gone down as well, so they're making a little more money. So, I guess this story comes out every year. I don't know. My thought, it becomes maybe less important. It has to do with turkeys themselves, okay?
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, how many kids actually have seen a turkey live? And again, we're fortunate in Texas because we got some and you can hunt them. But the iconic little flap of skin that hangs off the turkey's chin.
Uh-huh.
That's the waddle.
Okay. The turkey waddle.
Gets kind of bright red when the turkey gets kind of stressed out. And that little wrinkly thing that hangs over the turkey's beak is called the
snood.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it turns bright red along with the waddle. Snood and waddle. What great words. I mean.
Oh, that's a. Never mind. I don't know.
Okay, fine. How about that carbuncle?
Carbuncle?
Yeah, no. It's Caruncle. That's huh? That's the brightly colored growth in the throat region.
Hmm.
Caruncle.
I did not know that.
Not a clue on that one either.
Baby turkey is called a chick.
Delicious.
Yeah. Or a poult. If it's a boy, it's called a jake.
Ah.
Don't know that.
I did know that one.
Okay. Male turkeys are called toms or gobblers, and females are called hens, and you're probably going to be eating a hen if you do that turkey thing, unless your oven is really big. Females have more meat on them, and they grow faster than males, but males can grow up to 35 pounds.
That's a big bird.
Gobbler meat is used more often for deli products and turkey burgers and stuff like that than the hens.
We have we heard from a heritage turkey grower a year ago, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did, as a matter of fact.
Might want to try one of those this year.
Yeah, see if that's...
Smaller, but I hear tasty.
Well, could be a little more taste just because the way that they are raised. But, I mean, don't most kids just think they come in a bag that says Butterball? I mean, they don't know. They don't know what it looks like. Of course, if you want to start talking about that, you know, pork chops come in little styro pink things,
that's
right?
That's true, too.
They don't know anything about where they come from. But that's the way it is. An Idaho man refusing to take down his holiday decorations, even though his homeowners association is demanding it. The latest of these, we always get them every year. West Hayden Estates, first edition homeowners association, wants Jeremy Morris to remove his Christmas displays because they might be considered insensitive to residents with different beliefs.
Oh, no, sir.
No. Today is National Tolerance Day. That's why we're doing this story.
And, hey, just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right.
That's right. Morris's decorations include a baby Jesus, a camel, thousands of Christmas lights, and a 22-voice choir playing over the speakers. See, there may be people who are offended by the camel. You just don't know.
Or choirs.
Yeah. In a letter to Mr. Morris, an attorney for the association says he must remove his display or face a lawsuit. He's refusing to remove his display, calling the association's demands an attack on Christmas. Oh, I don't even know we're going to be to the point where we can say Christmas anymore. Sure. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, First Amendment allows Americans to put up those religious expressions on their private property and even on public property under certain conditions. So, just saying. Should be able to. I mean, look, if you can put a spaghetti colander on your head for a license, you know, driver license picture. My thought is you ought to be able to do something like that in your own front yard. Hello.
You know, tolerance is a two-way street. He should be offended that they're offended.
True. And they may well. And we'll finish it up in court, I'm sure. But that just happens to be it. Because, again, remember today, as you get angry at a coworker, it's Tolerance Day. Kevin, do you have anything you want to say?
No.
Much like mosquitoes.
Yeah,
I don't have to like you to tolerate you.
This is Andy Wynn. Beal & Wynn Insurance is proud to announce that we have been awarded the Texas Treasurer Business Award by the Texas Historical Commission. This award honors businesses that have provided employment and benefited their local economies for over 50 years. Family-owned since 1946, we have dozens of insurance companies to service all lines of coverage, from personal to commercial, life, and health. Call us at 268-1500 or visit us at BealInsurance.com and see why we've been trusted by our clients for nearly 70 years. Beal & Wynn Insurance, since 1946.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
More often than we realize, it's the simple, everyday things that make the biggest difference in a marriage. Here's an easy one for you to try. Encourage your spouse to do something that's important to them. I had a chance to do that on a summer vacation my family took to Glacier National Park in Montana. We all hiked to a place called Hidden Lake, but we were stopped several hundred yards away. It was spawning season for the trout, and the bears were especially active and hungry. Still, from where we were, we could see the bears splashing through the water hunting for fish. And I should say, my boys and I could see them. My wife is really nearsighted. And we didn't have our binoculars, so she didn't see anything. And that was a huge disappointment for Jean, who loves animals. In fact, she wanted to go back the next day. And the problem was, the boys and I had already scheduled a fishing trip. But I knew it was important to her, so I encouraged her to go back on her own. There was plenty of people nearby, so she wouldn't be totally alone. So the next morning, she hiked back to the lake, this time with binoculars, and spent the whole day watching those bears. And when she got back later that night, she was exhausted, but she said it was one of the best days of her life. That moment drew us closer together. She felt valued, and it made me happy to see her so happy. So encourage your spouse to get out there and do something that's important to them. And it's a simple way to let them know that they are important to you. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Quash.
Hoo-hoo, Jashkin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the deal of the day. It is 7:50. Starting off with high school football in the Class 5A Division II bi-district football playoffs, where Reese Easterling unloaded early in the second half, hooking up with Chris Sinnott for a 65-yard TD. The College Station Cougars never looked back, thumping Hutto 38-6. B.J. Ross had a touchdown run and two touchdowns through the air to lead Bryan past Maynard 31-21. Consol earned their first postseason victory in 2 years as they beat Waco 35-20. And for the first time in three games, the Rattlers allowed the team to score. It didn't allow them to score much as Navasota beat Western Columbia 52-16. Caldwell edged Columbus 28-21. Franklin popped Grayson 45-21. Crockett got by Lex 48-14. And Newton ran over Buffalo 56-17. So as things advance, A&M Consolidated goes to Waller for Magnolia. That game Thursday, and it'll be on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Bryan heads to Waller ISD Stadium to take on Magnolia West Friday. That on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. College Station heads to Spring to take on North Forest Friday. That game on Peace 107. And Navasota will take on Jasper Friday at Buddy Moorhead Stadium in Conroe. That game on Navasota News 1550. All the games kick off at 7 o'clock. And to find out more on your favorite team, go to BrazosFootball.com. Aggie football started out slow against Western Carolina, going into the half only up by 7. Then Kyler Murley warmed up with 191 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Texas A&M shook off the slow start to cruise to a 41-17 win. Coach Sumlin said it was nice to get the win for the seniors.
They finished out their careers with here at Kyle Field with a win, and have an opportunity to do some more good things with two conference games left. You know, we're going to have to continue to improve and bring our own energy to go on the road the next couple weeks. With two teams that are playing, that are good football teams. Obviously, Vandy they've been playing really, really good football, particularly defensively. And so we've got our own challenges, but I'm happy for these seniors to, you know, their last memory of running through the smoke here at Kyle Field and walking off that field victorious.
It's the Aggs and Commodores, Saturday, 6:30 on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Clemson Tigers remain the top team in the latest Associated Press college football poll. The Tigers received 34 first-place votes, followed by Ohio State, then Alabama, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame, Iowa, Oklahoma, Florida, Michigan State, and Baylor round out the top 10. The Aggie soccer team is in the playoffs, and they advanced past the Washington Huskies 2-1 in the NCAA Women's Soccer Championship first round. With the win, the Aggies advanced to the second round for the 18th consecutive season. A&M returns to action on Friday when they play number 8 North Carolina and the Tar Heels in the second round. The game will be played in Clemson at 2:30. A&M volleyball won its 10th consecutive match with a sweep over Mississippi State at their place. The Aggie victory, along with a Kentucky loss, gives A&M sole possession of first place in the SEC standings, with a critical showdown coming up this Wednesday at Reed Arena when Kentucky makes their way here to Texas. Stellar pitching for Aggie softball propelled them to a doubleheader win over Sam Houston as the ladies blanked them 9-0 and 5-0. A&M softball finishes the fall campaign a perfect 8-0, outscoring their opponents 104-3 with six shutouts. Ladies will start the maroon and white scrimmage later on today. It's free to the public at the Aggie Softball Complex. A&M women's hoops saw five ladies get double figures, and they cruised to an 88-47 win over Southern yesterday. They'll return to action against number 14 Duke Wednesday at 6 o'clock. On the guys' side, true freshman DJ Hogg scored 20 points, and a total of six players scored in double figures as A&M rolled USC upstate 104-64. Guys get back to work later today against Southeastern Louisiana. They'll tip it off from Reed Arena at 7. In the NFL, the New England Patriots and Carolina Panthers kept their perfect season intact by winning yesterday, but Jameis Winston derailed the Cowboys with a one-yard quarterback keeper with 54 seconds left to give Tampa Bay the 10-6 win and extend the Dallas longest losing streak since 1989 to 7 games. Houston, coming off a bye week, they've got the Monday night game against undefeated Cincinnati tonight. Kick things off at 7:30. And finally, in NASCAR, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex have joined Jeff Gordon in the four-man chase for the Sprint Cup Championship, which will take place at Miami's Homestead Speedway next Sunday. Harvick finished second behind winner Dale Earnhardt Jr. at Phoenix yesterday after a race that was delayed for almost 7 hours by rain and was shortened down to 218 laps. And that's going to do it for sports. We're in with Mike Vivaldi again from Team of Navasota. And much like me, Mike likes to do things for folks around the holidays. And you guys do something really kind of cool for Thanksgiving.
We're going to pick five families to try to provide a Thanksgiving dinner for. We just need the community to go online to our turkey.
Yeah, you got to click on the website.
Click on the turkey. You basically put in your name and your information. And then if you're a lucky winner, we're going to contact you and you're going to let us know who you want to help. And we're going to provide Thanksgiving dinner for a lucky family.
Give everybody the website real quick.
It's teamofnavasota.com.
All right. To help out then again, teamofnavasota.com. You can also find the deals that they have, like their 10 under 10, which we've got to do for a deal of the day right quick.
We have a 2012 Chevy Impala for $98.88.
And again, you can see those 10 under 10s at teamofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
Amish Furniture for Generations reminds you this is a great time of year to be thinking of the kiddos, and all children's furniture is specially priced. We're talking youth tables, high chairs, rocking horses, a lot more. They're made of solid oak and cherry and maple. Feature, of course, handcrafted workmanship made to last for generations to come. And you can also save on wall accessories, holiday items that are handmade wood crafts and decoration, wood shelves, and also they have wall ornaments and a lot more home accent pieces that you do actually take out of the store the same day. This is the time of year when you have that opportunity at Amish Furniture for Generations. Of course, the furniture is handmade by Amish craftsmen using only the finest woods, and that means that you take furniture and you turn it into heirlooms. They're on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. Learn more by giving them a call, but really stopping in makes all the difference in the world. See what they have for you available during the holiday season for kiddos. That's at Amish Furniture for Generations. If you want to call them, it's 260-5050. Children's furniture and accessories on sale now. So, this is a little troubling. In western Pennsylvania, there is a school that thus far has recorded 11 student attacks on teachers.
Good Lord.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're not done. It's only kindergarten through grade 3. Huh. 11 attacks on teachers.
What?
Kindergarten through grade 3.
Houston, we got a problem.
Yeah, we do. You're exactly right. Just saying. So, average ticket for your NFL football game. $84.83, what they're telling us. Don't forget, Houston wins tonight. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, all right. I think you're crazy.
One more thing that you can't eat because it's going to cause cancer or increase your risk of cancer, shall we say. Beware the crispy roasted potato or French fry or that crunchy slice of toast.
Toast is going to give you cancer?
Yes, worryingly high levels of cancer-causing chemicals. A new study, it's from the UK. Well, they got a problem biting into it. Measures the amount of acrylamide, which is a cancer-causing toxin, in roasted potatoes, fries, and toast that is prepared in the home. Their chief scientist says you have to be careful about that stuff. The higher the levels of acrylamide, the more you toast the thing or bake it, causes those numbers to go up. One more thing. We're going to get to the point where all we can do is eat cottage cheese. I'm just telling you, hello.
So it seems that the average cost of an NFL football game is less than the average cost of an Aggie football
game. I think you're probably right about that. My A&M consolidated math would tend to agree with that.
Fantastic.
There you are. Here's our high temperature today. Actually, we've got a good chance of showers coming up later on today, about 60% with a high of 77. Tonight, an 80% chance of showers, and count on showers tomorrow with a high of 67. It's 65 right now. WTAW.